بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today inshallah we'll start the Arabic class and we'll start with the revision of the vocabulary of page 22. The first word is أخ. 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 The second word is, can you read it, sister?
أحد.
Very good. أحد. Okay. What is the meaning of أحد?
The one.
So what do you know from the Quran? You know the word أحد is part of it. قل هو الله أحد. Okay, so I will say it and I want you to say it so that you feel it. قل هو الله أحد. Okay, one by one.
قل هو الله أحد.
Very good.
قل هو الله
أحد.
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 No. في بالقيد في الدعيش. أديك.
قل هو الله أحد.
Okay.
قل هو الله أحد.
الله أحد.
الله أحد.
Very good. جزاك الله خير. To say قل. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I want you to say قل هو الله أحد. Very good. He pronounced أحد correct. Now we'll move to the third word. Okay. I will read it for you. The third word consists of three letters. Okay. ب ح ر. بحر. بحر. First, let us divide the word to letters and you pronounce the letters correctly. Then we pronounce the whole word.
Ba.
Ba.
Ha.
Ha.
Ra.
Ra.
Is it ra or re?
Ra.
No, ra. Just with the sukun. With sukun. With sukun. Sukun. No, the kasra, this is not kasra. This is related to the word which is below it. Just get it out. So just I want you to pronounce the letter. It is not important about the vowels now, okay? So it is ba.
Ba.
All of us. Ba.
Ba.
Ha.
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 Ra.
Ra.
Ba.
Ba.
Ha.
Ha.
Ra.
Ra.
So it is bah.
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 Bah. Okay, very okay.
Bah.
Bahara. I want
Bahara.
You. Okay.
Bahara.
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 Very good. Now we pronounce the ha better, more better. Okay. So next word is again the ha. Har. Okay.
Har.
Very good.
Har.
Har.
Very good.
Har.
Har. Again,
har.
Again,
har.
Not har.
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 Har. Yes. Har.
Har.
Yes. Har. Try to be light. Don't move to the kha. Be a little bit up. Har. Okay. So what is the next word? Who will read for me the next word? Yes. Okay. This is good. Okay.
Hoof.
Hoot.
Hoof.
Hoot. Not who. Hoot.
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 Hoot. Hoot.
Hoot.
Hoot.
Hoot.
Hoot.
Hoot.
Okay. One by one.
Hoot.
Okay, Masha, mashallah. Who will read for me the next one?
Hajr.
You see? This letter of the Arab language is the letter A. Okay, what is A? Okay, now I will show it to you. No problem, no problem. Okay, sister. Sister, just the same. Go ahead.
Hajr.
You see? Okay. I will not tell you. What do you think? This is correct? This
ha.
Is this is ha?
Yeah.
This is ha? Look that's here.
Yeah.
Ha.
No.
Ha. Okay, please read me.
Hajra.
Okay.
Hajra.
No. Again.
Hajra.
Eh.
Hajra.
Eh.
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 Okay, so I want you to say ajru.
Ajru.
Okay. You see?
This
is, you have the, you know, the same way how sister is pronouncing the same. It is the, no problem. I want to know how many they have. Okay, can you please read for me? What is this?
Ajru.
The same. Okay, Sister Khadija.
Ajru.
Okay. Sister Kisa. Ajru. Okay.
Ajru.
Okay. Balqis.
Ajru.
Okay. Sister Ajru. Okay.
Hajru.
No.
You were Ajru before.
Haj.
Hajru. Okay. So general problem for which? Okay. That this is a Abel.
Apple.
Not Habel.
Apple.
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 So,
apple.
Okay, divide for me the apple and get for me this one alone. That's it. When you see this letter, you tell to tell inside yourself, that's it. Okay, so it will be ahad.
Ahad.
You see now, alhamdulillah, this is good. I will try with you again, one by one. Okay. But again, while I am saying the I want you to say inside yourself, Abel. Make the loud and the rest of the word inside yourself. So it will be ahad. When you see the alif, you remember the apple. Okay, you have the letter A from the apple and you keep on reading Arabic. Okay, so when you see this one, you put the A, letter A. A-had. A-had. Okay, A-had. Now, I want to listen to the A-had 10 times, one by one.
A-had.
No.
Ha?
No. You see, again, no. A.
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 A. A. Okay. A.
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 A. Yes, this one.
A.
Again.
A.
Again.
A.
Again.
A.
Again.
A.
Again.
A. A. A.
A. Not ha. Not ha. How you pronounce Abby?
Ha.
Ha. No. Now when it's still.
A.
Very good. Now you are more better. Ah. Apple.
Apple.
Apple. Very good. Now I want you, for the sake of, I will read. You see, now this is very good. Okay, now for you to make it easy, okay, sisters, where is Sister Balqis, the other one? Where she went? Can you call her?
She's helping the children.
She has work?
The kids.
Okay, so now I will tell you one thing. Let us make it easy for us, okay? Ajr, okay? When you read the Arabic, divide the word. Okay, so that it will be easy for you. So this word is equal to A plus J plus Ra. A, J. So now, can you read it? Go ahead. Excellent. Who else can read it? Okay, Balqis, can you read it? Okay, can you please read it? Very good. Okay, can you read it? A, J, Ru. Okay. Ajru. Okay. Yes. Can you read this one?
Ajru.
Ajru. A. No. A. Aywa. This one. Ajr.
Ajr.
Ajr. What is the meaning of ajr?
Reward.
Reward.
Reward. Very good. Okay. Next word. Okay. We will read it together. Okay.
Karaj.
Very good. Haraj. Okay, can you read it one by one?
Yeah.
Karaja. Excellent.
Karaja.
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 Do you know how to read it?
Yes.
Okay, go, all of you, alhamdulillah. Karaja. Karaja. Okay, alhamdulillah. Next word, we will use the letter alif again. Okay, so let us concentrate with this one. Okay, this is the word alif again. Okay? Okay? Okay, so now sisters, okay, please look here. When I have a word with the alif, and you know that you have a problem with the alif, just divide the word and say to yourself, this is one plus one plus one. Okay, so now I will pronounce every letter separate. Okay, so the first one is a, and the a, Very good. A.
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 Ha.
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 A. Ha. The. A. Ha. The. A.
Ha.
A. Ha. The.
A.
Ha. The.
Ha.
A.
A.
Ha.
Ha. The.
Very good.
A.
Ha. A.
A.
Ha.
Ha.
The.
The.
A.
Ha.
The.
Excellent.
A.
A.
Ha. The.
Excellent.
A. Ha. The.
The rest of the group, they know, because this group, they look, they know. I think so. Look, you have experience. Okay, go ahead. Excellent. Balqis? Okay, very good. You know in Arabic? Oh, mashallah. Okay. Very good. Now, all of us, we know that. You see now, alhamdulillah, you can pronounce the alif correctly. Okay? The next word is, again, sisters. Okay? Rijs. Okay? When you want to read the word, you feel the word is difficult for you, divide the word. So it is Ra with a kasra, plus Jim with a sukun, plus Zain with a kasra. So it is Rejis. Rejis. Okay? So one, can I listen to you reading it? Rejis. Re. Re.
Re.
Je.
J.
Je.
Z.
Z. Regis.
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 Okay. Next word is very easy. What is the next word? Jad. No.
Jad.
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 Jad. Jad.
Jad.
We still in this one.
Jad.
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 No, you are in the next word. We are still in Jad. Jad.
Jad.
Jad.
Jad.
Jad.
Jad.
Jad. Jad.
Jad.
Jad. Okay.
Jad.
Jad.
Judge.
Very good. Okay, we'll move to the next word. Okay. Who knows this word? Okay, who knows? Jar. Very good. Jar. What do you know about this alif here? Excellent. You are studying. She's studying. Yes. Because you. Alhamdulillah. And you are studying. Okay, now. Try to clarify it with the short vowels. Okay. So when you are reading alone, you say to yourself, this is kha, kha. Okay, not it kha, kha, and there is a short vowel which is a fatha. You just read like this. Okay, so that you get the habit to pronounce the short vowel. So this is kha, and then when you come to the ya, try to take your mouth down. Kha, ya, r. Ha, year. So all the time your mouth is familiar to pronounce the short vowel. This is how you will get the sound of the Quran. When you give to every sound the vowel. Ha, year. Ha, year. So you clarify the fatha, you clarify the kasra and the sukun. I said ha, ha, year. R, because there is sukun. So it is khair. Higher. You see, you make your mouth to be up and down so that you feel every letter. Ha, ye, r. When I say the ha, I take my mouth up because there is fatha. When I say the ya, I take my mouth down because there is kasra. When I say the ra, I just kept silent because there is sukun. So it is higher, higher, higher. The Arabic, you have to read the Arabic with a big mouth, okay? This is khair. Let us move to the next page, okay? Next page. Now, this. While I am writing it, sisters, I want you to pronounce to yourself, okay? And you tell to yourself, what is this letter? Okay, what is this letter together? This is ra. Ra with a dhamma, so it is ru. You get the habit to move your mouth according to the short vowel, ru. Okay, and I will note that there is a dhamma and wow. Dhamma and wow means that the wow is a what? Long vowel. So I will extend. So I will say ru, because this is one and this is two. Okay, ru. And what is the last letter? Ha. Ha. Ruh. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. When they ask you about the spirit or the soul, it is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, this is how inshallah you will start to pick up the word. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ الْرُوحِ. Again, al, I want you to say after me, al, ruh. Al, I want to listen to you. Again, ruh. I want you to clarify the ha, not ru, ruh. Al ruh. يسألونك عن الروح. قل الروح. I want you to say al ruh. Al ruh.
Al ruh.
Al ruh.
Al ruh.
Alhamdulillah. Next word also, harir. This word, ha with a fatha, okay? Then ra with a kasra. This is the importance in the Quran. You cannot read the Quran without the short vowels, you know? So I will read the ha with a fatha. Very good. Then I say the ra has a kasra. After the kasra, there is a ya. So this ya is what?
E.
Excellent. It's a long vowel, okay? So it will be ha. Harir. Okay? Harir. Okay? Okay? Waharirun in the Quran. It is waharirun. Okay? So I want you to say wa. Say after me, please. Wa. Harirun. Not arirun. Harirun. Yes, now it is clear where is your problem with the language. Sometimes you make the a, ha, and you make the ha, a, with one friend. One? Okay? This is the issue. So if you know the issue, try to be very alert when you have these two letters. When you see the letter alif in Arabic, you tell to yourself, forget about this. This is apple. This is apple. When you see the letter ha, you tell to yourself this is the h. Okay, this is the most important mistake which you have it. Okay, so I want you always, when you see the ha, you tell to yourself this is the h. I concentrate on this letter because it is a problem for all of us. Okay, so this is harir. One by one.
Harir.
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 Very good. Harir. 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 Okay. Harir.
Harir.
Rafir. It is Harir.
Harir.
Okay.
Harir.
No.
Harir.
Ha, ha.
Harir.
Very good.
Harir.
Okay.
Harir.
Very good.
Harir.
Okay.
Harir.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Okay. Next word is word number 15. Okay. Ta. Ha. Ta. Ha. No problem now, but just I want you to pronounce. This is what? This is ta. And this is what? This is. And this is. Very good. Ta. Ha.
Ta. Whatever. So you know how to pronounce the ta? And then after me, ta.
Ta.
Ha.
Ha.
Ta.
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 Ha.
Ha.
Ta.
Okay. Next word is, while I am writing it, try to look to the short vowel and to tell to yourself this is kasra, this is ya, this is ha, this is ra. So it will be
الريح وأرسلنا عليهم ريحا صرصرا ريحا This is how you read the Quran ريحا ريح Okay, this is the law from the Quran, okay? ريح
الله الذي يرسل الرياح Okay? Okay, is what? Now, this one رابح رابح Okay? فقد رابحوا Okay, Allah is saying in the Quran about those whom they are on the right. Okay? فقد رابحوا رابحوا Okay, so we will say رابح رابح Try to pronounce every letter. Ra-bi-ha. Ra-bi-ha. Okay, the next word is very clear. We have before harir. You remember harir? Harir. Harir. Now we will have one which is very similar. Inshallah. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, that you will read it correctly. And let us start with our sister.
Huh?
Read it for me.
This one?
Yes.
Adi.
Excellent. Now, sister, can you read the next? Ajru. Okay. The next? Haraja. Very good. The next?
Ahada.
Excellent. The next?
Pages.
MashaAllah. You finish with the thin and the sheen, okay? And you remember the thin and the sheen last week, okay? And just to revise about the thin and the sheen, please, it's page number 26. Page number 26. Okay? In 26, we will read together. Did you have 26? Okay, this one, yes, we will read now. Yes, because we will revise sin and sheen and sad and dad, and then we will move to the rest. So I want you to start reading.
Sa.
Okay.
Sa.
Very good.
Su.
Mm.
Su.
Very good.
Si.
Mm.
Si.
Okay, sister.
Okay. Sha. Sha.
Very good.
Shu.
Mm.
Shu.
Very good.
Shi.
Okay.
Shi.
Okay, sister Balqis.
Sa,
Su, Si,
Si.
Okay, can you give me? This is very good. You read very good. But I want you to give more strength to the letter Sod. Okay? Now, again, I want you to strengthen, okay, so that you can differentiate. When you pronounce the letter Sod, it is said that you pronounce it from your pharynx. Okay? So, you take your tongue, I will tell you now, inshallah, how you pronounce it, okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this is the letter Sad, okay? The back of your tongue is raised towards the soft palate, okay? The back of your tongue. So, you say, Sad, 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 Sad. This is the Sad, okay? Big, from the pharynx, heavy letter, okay? Sad. Sod, sod, and the tip of your tongue, you make it like a small curve. Sod, sod, okay. Let me listen. Yes. Oh, let us say it together.
Sod,
sod, more,
sod,
more heavy.
Sod,
again.
Sod,
okay. And the dod is the same. Dod,
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 dod.
Okay. This is very good. Okay. So now we are in the dod. Okay, so I will read and we read together. Da.
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 Du.
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 Di.
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 Okay, now we will move to letter 28. Page 28. Okay, in page 28, if you remember, we have some words last week. Okay, and the first word was Sabbaha.
Sabbaha.
And if you remember that we agree that we want to know what is the difference between Sabbaha and Sabaha. You see, now I want to clarify to you that you have the same letters in two words, but the way you pronounce is different and the meaning is totally different. Okay, so now if I write for you seen and the ba and the ha, and another seen and the ba and the ha, okay? Without short vowels, you will feel that this word is equal to this word because no short vowel. But when I will start to put the short vowel, okay, this is to clarify how the difference. This one, sa, ba, ha. Okay, now sa, ba, ha, okay, means to swim. Okay, to swim. Okay, now for the other one, I will make it sa, ba, ha. You see, because of this shadda, okay, the ba is sabbaha. Sabbaha. Sab-tube. It is tube. Okay, because the shadda is one, two, it means that that letter which is below it will be pronounced twice. This is how you make it easy for yourself. Whenever you see the shadda, okay, you tell to yourself, this is the shadda, two small curves like this, means that this letter ba, I will pronounce it twice. Say it will be sabbaha. Sabbaha. Sabbab. You see, bab means tube. Sabbaha. Sabbaha. Sabbaha is to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sabbaha is words from the Quran. It cannot be used outside, you know, for worldly issues. It is only for Allah. Sabbaha lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. You have, you know, this is the 29th chapter of the Quran. The 28th chapter of the Quran, most of the surahs, they start with the word sabbaha. Sabbaha. Okay, let us be very proud of you.
I'm proud of you too.
Alhamdulillah.
She got lost, she was rushing because of us.
And at the end of the day,
she got here.
Alhamdulillah.
So we have to be, please be on time. Please.
Alhamdulillah. You know, sisters, inshallah, on the day of judgment, Allah will reward you a lot for being. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah.
And you too.
Jazakallah khair. Alhamdulillah. May Allah make us all meet in the
Jannah,
inshallah, like we are meeting in the Madgid, inshallah. So, alhamdulillah. Now we will read the second word, number two from the vocabulary. Okay? Yalla, who knows this word now? Okay. Excellent. Sajada. Sajada.
Sajada.
Inshallah, next week, sister, sajada. Sajada. Okay. Next word. Okay. Sajada in the Quran. Walillahi yasjudu man fi al-samawati wal-ard. Okay. Yasjudu. I want you to say yasjudu.
Yes.
So that you become familiar with the word in the Quran. Okay? Yes. Judu.
Yes.
Judu.
Yes.
Okay. The third word. Who knows how to read the third word? Excellent. But I want you to extend the alif.
Sahab.
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 Okay. I want to get for you the words, inshallah, I will prepare. Okay, who will read the fourth one?
Here.
Just a minute. Yes, read it for me.
Sahar.
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 This is the problem of everyone who is learning Arabic. Everyone. Everyone, when they read Sahar. No, I want you to say sahir. Try to clarify the long vowel with the alif, because always it is mixed with the alif. You see? So with the alif, it is sahir. Sahir. Okay. Sister Munifa, can you read the next one? Munifa. Number five. A very good kha. Very good. All of us know how to read khasira.
Yes.
Khasira. In the Quran, Allah said, قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَائِلَ قَدْ خَسِرَ. Okay, so these are also alhamdulillah from the Quran khatira. Okay, number 6, shajar. Shajar.
Shajar.
Shajar. Okay, I read for you shajar. I want, inshallah, one of you to read for me the next one. Very good, mashallah. Bashar. The next one?
Ashar.
Very good. The next one?
Shar.
Excellent. The next one?
Sabah.
Sabah. Sabah. What is Sabah?
More severe. They will have Ashaddu.
So,
Ashad. Here that Ashaddu.
Yes.
Okay, Ashaddu. Next.
You have to put the
Dhamma.
Dhamma in this. Dhamma. Okay.
Yes, very good. The next one is what? Shar. Shar. Shar.
Last week you said we should escape 10 and 11.
Ah, yes, 10. You escaped 10 and 11? Okay. Ah, yes. Now, so now let us read this. Sabah. Sabah. Allah said in the Quran, فَسَاءَ صَبَاحُ الْمُنذَرِينَ. Those whom they are warned and they didn't follow the word. Warning of Prophet Muhammad or whatever. فَسَاءَ صَبَاحُ. Their morning or whatever future is coming for them is very bad. Okay? This is فَسَاءَ صَبَاحُ الْمُنذَرِينَ. So in the Quran it is صَبَاحُ. I want to listen to you. صَبَاحُ. Again,
صَبَاحُ.
Again,
صَبَاحُ.
Okay. Next word is... Okay, maybe I read it, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I will correct the next word and you correct it with me. Okay, maybe when I write it, it is not wrong. I want you to remove the alif. Okay? Just remove the alif. Okay? So it will be sab, ba, ra. Yes, it will be sabr. Okay? Sabr. 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 Okay. Sabr. Okay, sa ba ra, sa ba ra, sabr, 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 sabr. Okay, now make a sukoon, two sukoon, sad with fatha, ba sukoon, ra sukoon, sabr, 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 patience, sabr. Sa, this is sa, sa. Then ba with sukoon, sabr. Yes, sabr. You know, in the Quran it will be different how to read it, but that's okay. Now I want just to give you some words with the dad, because inshallah I want to teach you ta and zah now. Now let us move to page number 29. Okay? What is the first word? The next page. You have problem here? Sabr. Sabr. Forget about that. Let us move to the dot. Ard. You see. First word. Ard. Ard. When I see the letter A, I tell to myself Abel. So I take the A and I say Ard. 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 Okay, what is the next one? The next one is. This is Dada with Kasra. Dal with Sukun. Dud. Dud is against. Dud. Dud. Ana. Dud as Zulm. I am against oppression. Okay? Dud. Dud. You know, it is a little bit difficult because the Dad and the Dal are close when you pronounce them. But I want you to get the habit, you know. Dud. Divide it. Just tell to yourself, this is Dada. And this is the da. So you pronounce the da, and then you pronounce the da. This is the heavy one, this is the light one. Okay? Da, da. Just say da, kifaya. Da, da. Da, da. Da. I want you to learn what is the difference to pronounce the da and the da. The da, da. Da, de. One is very heavy, the other one is the light. Okay, da, de. Da, de. Da, de. Okay, the next word is... For the next word, please put three fatha. Da, ra, de. Da, ra, de. Again?
Da, ra,
de. Da, ra,
de.
But I want you to make da-da more heavy. Da, ra. There is alif, remove the alif, please. Okay. Remove the alif, sisters. If it is not, it is removed. Da, ra, ba. Da, ra, ba. Da. The last one is... Dor. Dor. Wa ma asabakum min durrin. 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 Dad, ra. Dad with a dhamma. So it is dor. Dorrin. Okay. Let us make. But we didn't learn this yet. But just say dorrin. 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 This is harm. Dor means harm. Do, I put fatha?
Yeah.
Yeah, la, subhanAllah, please make it dhamma. Dhamma. Above the dot, make a dhamma. Yes, dhamma. Above the dot, please put dhamma. Dor. Yes, dor. Dor. Okay? Now we will move to have the two new letters of today. Okay? Dor. Okay, question? Okay. In page number 25, alhamdulillah, we finish seen and sheen, and we finish asad and dot, and we will, inshallah, now learn the tah and the dah. Okay? Basically, tah and sah, zah, are two heavy letters. Heavy letter means you pronounce it from the pharynx. Okay? Ta.
Ta.
Ta. Okay? I want you to look and you notice that what is the symbol of the ta? It is T with a dot. When you have a dot below any letter in Arabic, this means it is a heavy letter equal to a letter from the pharynx. Okay? So, what is the light T? We learned before one Arabic letter, which is the ta. Ta. So this ta is the heavy ta. Okay? And this za is the heavy what? Yes, the. Okay, now I will clarify it to you so that you just feel that it is the same previous letters, but it is heavy letters. But they are the same like the ones before. Before we learned the letter ta, okay, this is the letter ta. This is the letter T, correct? And we say this is equal to what? To T. Okay, today we will learn the heavy T. Okay, what is the heavy T? It is the T. Okay, so it is equal to T with a dot. Okay, so alhamdulillah, it is the same. When I say T, now I'm saying T. T.
T.
T. T. Again, T. T. Ta, ta. The same. Before I learned the letter Z, you remember it was equal to TH because, correct? Okay? Today we have two letters, the letter Ta, Ta. They are one family because the way we are writing them is the same, but one of them has a dot. Then I tell you, sisters, you are familiar with this letter. You tell me why? I tell you because these letters are the heavy letters, the heavy form of two letters which we studied before. The letter ta is the heavy of the letter ta. When I say ta, okay, when I say bait, you see, bait, this is the ta, bait. But when I use the letter ta, I say Bata, but when I say the letter T, I say bait, bait, tabbat, tabbat. You see my mouth? Tabbat, tabbat. I'm moving my lips, tabbat, tabbat. But when I say batar. Taba, you see, so when you read the letter ta, you remember the letter ta. This is the most easy. Ta is ta heavy. Okay? Za is the heavily. Because before we say them. Them means a sin. Okay, them. Okay, this is the letter Z. But when I come to the letter Z, okay, we will look to Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Here again, we will return to the same page. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Okay. We'll say حظ. حظ.
حظ is luck. Okay.
حظ. حظ. When you see, you say, this sister has a good حظ or luck or
speak it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no حظ. But in the Quran, this is used.
So, حظ. When I tell you, sister, read for me this word, you cannot tell me حظ.
No, I tell you wrong. I want you to say
heavy, heavy, yes, a heavy letter. Okay? So now we will learn it more when we will read it, okay, from page 27. Let us get page 27, okay? In page 27, okay, can you please start reading page 27. Now we will learn how to read the letters with the vowels. Okay? Did you have it?
Yes.
27. This is 26, the next one. Yes, 27. Can you please read? Ta?
Ta. Ta.
Very good.
Two.
Okay.
Two.
Okay.
Si.
Okay.
Si.
I want you to make it more heavy.
Ti.
Ti. Try to make it more heavy, otherwise it will be T by the end.
T.
T. Okay, now, can you read the Za? Za?
Da.
This is not Ta, this is Za.
Da.
Not Da, this is Za.
Za.
Yes?
Za.
Very good. Zu.
Zu. Zu.
Okay?
D.
Okay?
D.
Okay. This letter Za is not very much used. You know, it is a little bit difficult and alhamdulillah it is very little in the world. So let us forget about it. Now I want you to get again please page number 29 because we will learn how to read the letter, these two letters, Ta and Za. Okay, we will learn how to learn Ta and Za. Now we learn Ta and Za and we want to learn how we can read the Ta and Za, so we'll get the vocabulary, okay, of the Ta and Za, and we will learn how to read it together, okay? So now we will have, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I will write for you the word, then you read it with me. Okay, now who can read this word? If you know how to read it, okay, please. Very good. This is very good. Stop. Okay. The one below it, because I didn't put numbers for this one. The one below is this one. In the book. One by one. Now, when you feel that the word is a little bit difficult, divide it. So you tell to yourself, this is A, and this is Ha, and this is A, and this is Ta, and you tell to yourself, these are the two letters which you make for me the problem. So I have to be careful how to pronounce them. So this is the A, and this is the H, and this is the A, and this is the Ta, okay? So it will be A first, yes. For since you have a problem with the Aleph, whenever you see the Aleph at the beginning of any word, just pronounce the Aleph alone separate. And then the rest of the word. So when you read a word like this one, you read first A. You say A. So that you get rid of the code of all the problems. A. Ha-ta. A. Ha-ta. A. Ha-ta. A. Ha-ta. Okay, now let us one by one.
He. Ha-ta.
A.
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 Pronounce the A, forget about it. خلاص, okay? Now I will start to pronounce the rest. So what is the next letter?
Ha.
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 Ha. Okay, then again A, then again the Ta. So now how I pronounce, I will say to myself, A, Ha, Ta. A, Ha, Ta. A, 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 A. Keep on. A, Hata. Very good. A, Hata. Ahat. Okay.
Ahat.
Now you make it very quickly, all of it. Ahat. Ahat. Very good.
Ahat.
Very good.
Ahat.
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 Very good.
Okay.
Okay. Eh? Huh? Not he. Not he. Okay.
Eh
hata.
Eh hata.
Okay.
Eh hata.
Okay.
Eh hata.
Hata. Eh hata. You make something new. Eh hata.
Eh
eh.
Eh
hata. Not he. I'm joking with you.
No.
Okay. So, Mohiba. Sister Mohiba clarified for me that we don't have the fatha here, sister. Please put the fatha. Okay? Ahata. Did you have fatha on the...
No, it's not in the book.
In the book. Put in your book. Another fatha and another fatha. Or above the ta. Very good. Ahata. Who will read for me the next word?
What the word?
Ta-ha.
New old.
Ta-ha.
Ta-ha. No, no. You see? Now I will clarify to you this word. What is this, sister? Taba. Taba. Now we will read another word which is very similar. Tara. Tara. So the first one is Taba, and the next, this is Tara. It is the same. Tara. Taba. Okay? Type. What is the next one which I just clarified to you now? Haz. 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 Yes. The zat had a sukun. Haz. Okay. Haz. Again, I want you to pronounce the ha and the za. Ha. Za. Yes, this is correct. Haz. Haz.
Haz.
Haz.
Haz.
Very good. What is the next one? Khat. Khat. Khat line. Okay, khat. Khat. I want to listen to you saying khat. 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 One by one.
Khat.
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 Okay. But I want you to make the tah more strong. Khat. Because you are pronouncing as if it is a dal. No, I want khat.
Khat.
Very good.
Khat.
Very good.
Khat.
Okay. Khat.
Khat.
To.
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 You see my mouth?
To.
To. Okay. Khat. Khat.
Khat.
Khat.
Khat.
Khat. Okay. This will be more pronounced. Okay. So now, alhamdulillah. Next word is similar to the word before. What is this word, sister? The next one? Khatar. Now, also, I didn't put fatha dhamma. I will put for you the fatha and the dhamma. Kha. Kha with the fatha. Sister. Please look here. Kha with the fatha. Please put the fatha in your notebook because I didn't put any fatha or dhamma. Kha with the fatha. Kha ta. Ta with the fatha. Ra with sukun. And divide it. You feel it is difficult? Divide it. How you will divide it? You will say to yourself, this is the kha. Okay. And this is the ta. And this is the ra. Kha tar. Khatar. If you feel that sometimes you cannot pronounce the fatha and dhamma now, no problem. This we will learn from the Quran. Just pronounce the letters. Khatar. 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 Okay, what is the next one? The next one, let me put for you the fatha dhamma so that we can read it correct. Okay? You see?
Kahito.
Kahito. Yes. Here, sisters, there is a very important point I want you to notice. Please look to the board. Here, when I tell you, sister, do you think this year is a long vowel or not? You tell me what?
No.
No. Very good. Why? Why?
Yeah.
Okay, this one is not a long vowel because it is not preceded by a kasra. It is preceded by a fatha. So this means that this year is not a long vowel. Not a long. So it will be kha, ye, te. You see? This year is not a long vowel. This is what I want you to notice. I put this word because of this. So how we will write it will be kha, ye, te, sukun. Okay, this is enough. Forget about the last word. Okay? So now, alhamdulillah, we learned two letters. Okay? And alhamdulillah, you are doing very good. I was planning to give you fih, qaf, and kaf. Can you tolerate? Inshallah. Sit down.
My class is
okay. We will finish these three simple letters. Fih, qaf, and kaf are simple letters. Okay? So now, I want you to look, sister, okay, to lesson 7, okay, we'll have the letters which are the fa, khaf, and kaf. Okay, these are the three letters which you will have it now, okay. Now, these letters, three letters, okay, they are always considered one family, okay. If you notice there are two letters, the way you write them is the same, similar. It is not the same 100%, okay, but it is similar. The fa and the qa, because it is a circle and a curve, okay? This is the qa. It is but the fa is a circle, then more straight line. This is the difference between these two, okay? The fa, after the circle, is straight on the line. The qa, after the circle, has a big curve. This is the qaf. Or qaf. Okay? Qaf. Ah, yes, qaf. Okay? So, please, yes, go ahead. We will learn about the fa, the most simple one. Okay? The fa is equal to the letter F in English. That's it. Okay? So, whenever you see the fa, okay, the fa is a circle, okay, with a dot, and then You make a straight line on the line. This is the letter fa. Okay? So when you learn the letter fa, okay, this is equal to the letter F. F. Okay? So now we finish, alhamdulillah, with one letter. The letter fa is equal to the letter F in English. And as we learn, this is the fa, how to write it. Okay? But this is how to write it at the end. But as we agree, if you will write it at the beginning or at the middle, you have to cut this. Okay, this part. Because there will be another letter here to continue. Okay? The same for the qaf. Okay? This is the letter qaf at the end. But if I will connect it, this is at the end. If I will write it at the beginning, I have to get rid of the curve. This we clarified for the saad and the daad and the seen and the sheen. And the gim, and the ha, and the kha, whatever letter has an extension, a curve, I remove it when I write the letter at the beginning or at the middle. Okay? طيب. Alhamdulillah. Now we finish with the letter F, fa, which is equal to F. So we'll move to page number 32. Okay? And we'll start reading. Okay? From page 32, we will read.
32?
Yes. Fa. We are down the lower part of the page. Okay, go ahead and read, Sister Fawzia.
Fa.
Very good.
Fu.
Okay.
Fu.
Very good.
Fi. Fi.
Very good. Okay, now move with me up to page 34. 35. Up to page 35, sister. Okay? Now we will read. Okay? Please, I want you in page 35 to write 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. All the word al-kitab, yaktib, katab, kitab, all this is one word. All this is number 4. This group is one word. Okay? So the number 5 is the disbelieving. 5 is disbelieving.
Oh.
Kafur. Okay? This is number 5. Just to have the same with me. All the rest is one group. Okay, all this rest is one number. The kafur, this leaving is number 5. Okay? This is number 5. This is number 5. This one. This is 5. Kafur is number 5. Okay? 5. Then 6, 7, 8. 8 is provision. 8 provision. Check with me. Provision is 8. Yes, yeah, 8. Because this is 5. Okay, 8 is... Again, sister, look with me so that when we say the numbers, you know it. Okay? Provision is number 8. Okay, that's good. Okay, provision is number 8. Then 9, Razzaq. Provider is number 9. Rafa is number 10. Yarfa is number 11. Yaflah is number 12. Okay,
now
I will say it to you in English. Above is one.
Yafla is one.
Above is one.
Okay.
Balance is 2.
Mm-hmm.
To have intelligence is 3.
Mm-hmm.
The Quran is 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kafur, disbelieving, is 5.
Mm-hmm.
Disbeliever is 6.
Mm-hmm.
Disbelieved is 7.
Mm-hmm.
Provision is 8.
Mm-hmm.
Provider is 9.
Mm-hmm.
Raised is 10.
Mm-hmm.
To raise is 11.
Mm-hmm.
To win is 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I want to get one word with the letter fa, so that we learn the letter fa. Now we learn the letter fa, okay? But subhanAllah, the words of the letter fa has the letter qa. So let me hold on with the letter fa now. We have the letter fa. خلاص alhamdulillah, you know the letter fa, okay? Now, let us have the next letter, which is the letter qa. Okay? The letter qa, which is the qa. This is the next letter, which is the letter qa. خلاص? This one, qa. Qa. This is the
car.
This is the fa at the beginning. Hey, the fa has one dot. The car has two dots.
Let's go
and play outside. Okay? So, sisters, I want you to learn how to pronounce the car, because the car is one of the difficult letters to pronounce.
Car.
Okay? Car.
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 Okay, now, alhamdulillah, you know how to read. Who will pronounce for me this? So K is the light of the Qa. K is different from the Qa. Okay? K is the light one. K is equal to K.
K. Qa.
K.
Qa.
So, this is the first. Okay? And this is the K. Okay, I will make it for you easy now. What is this letter? Is it the F? Symbol. Letter F is symbol. Yes,
K.
K. The name of the letter is K. But just, I want you to know how to pronounce. You know, this is the name of the letter, you can know it. But I am trying to stress on how to pronounce. So this is the F. And what is this one? This is the K. Letter K can be written in two ways. If it is at the beginning, it will be like this. This is the K. K. What is this? K. Okay, this is at the beginning. At the beginning, this is the letter K. So that when I write it for you, I give you the two forms of letter K. If you do up to here, this is the beginning. Alas, I want you to look here. Up to here, this is the when letter K is at the beginning of the word, it is like this. K. Okay? Clear or not?
Yes.
Okay. When letter K is at the end, it is this one. You see? So it has two forms. Again, I will clarify to you. Letter K has two forms. This is at the beginning or in the middle, this is the letter K. Like this. Curved line and straight line, and this is the letter K.
K-A-F?
K-A-F. This is the K. At the beginning or at the middle. This is at the end, you will have this one. This is at the end. Okay? One straight line, one horizontal, and the hamza. So letter K especially have two shapes. Always keep this in mind. Okay? So you tell me, sister Mona, give us an example. Okay, I give you the example of the letter K. When you see this, it is like the letter K in it. How we can read this word? K, T, B. Okay? Ketebe. Ketebe. Very good. Ketebe. Okay. So now you tell me, show us how the letter K will be at the end. Okay? So we'll write it like this. Okay? Sabaka. Whatever. But just I want you to learn. What is this? This is Sabaka. So now you learn that the letter K has two forms. This is the K and this is the K. Okay? So when you want to learn it, you learn it like this. Because this is the two forms. Okay? This is the up to here, when it is at the beginning or the end. And this half is when it is at the end. Okay? This will come when we will learn the vocabulary. But just I want you to recognize one thing. Okay? I want you to recognize that the letter fe and the letter kef are simple letters. Just you pronounce it very simply. Fe. I want you to say with me. Fe. 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 Ke. 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 Okay. Let us now get page number 33. Page number 33, okay, and we will read about the K. I want you to read, okay, please. Page number 33, we will read about the letter K, Kef, the letter Kef. No, this is 34, this one. I want you to read for me this. K?
K, K. K.
Very good.
Ku, ku. Ku.
Very good.
Ki, ki. Key.
Very good. So now, alhamdulillah, we learned the letter fa and the letter ka. What is the last letter in this group? Is the letter qa. This is the one I want you to know how to pronounce it. Qa. 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 So your look, sisters, from here. Qa.
Qa.
Okay, so now, please get page number 32. Page number 32. And we will read it. Okay? Can you read the sister Muhiba?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Qa. Qa. Yeah, go ahead.
Qa.
Qa.
Qa. Qa.
Very good.
Ki.
Qo.
I mean, ku.
Huh?
Ku.
Huh?
Ku.
Very good. Next.
Ki.
Qi.
Ki.
Qi.
Ki.
Huh?
Ki.
Huh?
Ki.
Okay. Qi.
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 Qi. Not ki. Because if you will say it ki, it will be kef. This is the issue. I want you to notice. If you will make the qaf light, it will become kef immediately. Okay, so I want you to say qa. Qu. Qi.
Qi.
Qa.
Qa.
Qu.
Qu.
Qi.
Qi.
Okay. Now, I will give you an example of this, okay? How you will read this word? Qara'a. Qara'a. Again?
Qara'a.
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 Again and again. Take care of the alif. This is the alif, this is the abel. Qara'a. Not qara'a, qara'a. Qara'a. Because of the Quran. You know, this will lead you to the Quran.
Insha'Allah.
Because qara'a is to read. And the Quran is from the reading. Yes, iqra. Okay, now insha'Allah we'll read from iqra. Okay, so now you know qara'a. Okay, we have 10 minutes, inshallah. Okay, so now just I want you please to get again page number 35. Yes, page number 35. Now I want to read the word number 6. Okay, word number 6 will have the two letters which we have it today. Okay, who can read this word now? Word number 6. Very good. Kafir. Kafir. Okay, please put the fatha. Fatha above the ka and kasra below the five. F. Fih and sukun. Kafir. Kafir.
Kafir.
K. كافر.
كافر.
Okay, this is the word which we will have it today to know the kaf and the fa. I want you to move to word number 9. Word number 9. كويس. Read with me. Very good. رزاق.
رزاق.
This is the قاف. رزاق. قا. Okay, one by one.
رزاق.
Very good.
رزاق.
Okay.
رزاق.
قا.
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 قا. رزاق.
Okay, كفاية.
رزاق. رزاق. رزاق.
رزاق.
قا.
Okay.
رزاق.
ها؟
رزاق.
Very good. So now the first word is فوق. فا و ق. So fa is having a fatha. Fa wa is having a fatha. Qa is having a sukun. Fa wa qa. Fawqa. Fawqa.
Because
Rasu
is having what?
Wow. Actually, I want to put sukun on the wow and sukun on the qaf. Fawqa. Fawqa. Okay. So fa fatha. Wow. Sukun. Qaf sukun. Okay. The next word is qasr. قصر means palace. قصر. قا فتحة صاد سكون قصر ر سكون another سكون. قصر. Yes palace. قصر. فتحة دبل سكون. Okay the next one is يعقل. يا فتحة ع يا عين سكون يعق كسرة سكون. يعقل. يعقل because you didn't have the letter عين yet. Okay, so it is just يعقل. يعقل. The next is ال كي ال is فتحة above the ألف. كاف has a كسرة. ال كي تابو. ال كي ال كي تابو. Okay, فتحة above the ألف. كسرة below the كاف. فتحة above the تاء. ضمة above the باء. الكتابو. الكتابو. Okay. Let us move to كافر. Forget about the one in between. This will. Okay. كتابة. When you have in between كتابة. You escape يكتبو and you move to كتابة. Escape يكتبو. It is a little bit difficult now. Let us move to كتابة. It is the same in between. كتابة. Three فتحة. كتابة. Okay. كتاب. You will have كسرة before the كاف. Then فتحة above the تاء. كتابو. كتابو. You know how to do it? كتابو. The next is كافورو. كافورو. Okay. The next is ك. This is the فتحة. فه كسرة. كافر. Okay. The next is فتحة above the ك. ك. ف. ضمة above the را. كافرو. كافرو. كافرو.
What is this one here?
K, K, F, and Dhamma. Yeah, yes, keep it like this. I will teach you about this. Kafaru. Okay? Next is Rizq. R, 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 Rizq. Okay. R, 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 Z, Kasra, Sukun, Rizq. Double Sukun. Rizq. Rizq. رزق because I will teach you later رزق رزق this is step number 2 الحمد لله you show up we were looking for you okay that's okay no problem to sister بلقيس to okay let us finish the page رزق now where we will put the شدة who will tell me we need a شدة above the زين above the زين so it will be را فتحة زين فتحة and شدة رزاقو رزاقو okay رزاقو okay ضم 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 رزاقو it may more easy oh رزاقو رزاقو
so that means it's gonna be ضم
ضم ضم ضم رزاقو next is رافع رافع okay را را فاعل Rafa. Okay? Rafa is number 10. Okay, and let us stop at number 10. This is more than enough. If you have time at home, to read from 1 to 10, alhamdulillah, this is excellent. This is the homework of today, inshallah.